Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl, can I speak to a manager, please?
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you.
Have been making trouble to down the drain in homes and businesses since 1935.
Thank you for selecting Roto-Rooter. This is Kelly Sue.
Hi, Kelly Sue. How are you?
I'm real good. How about yourself, sir?
Good. I think we may have spoke yesterday. I had a valve that was getting replaced on my hot water heater.
Okay.
It may or may not have been you, but at any rate, I had a guy that came out yesterday about 4:30 to fix this valve that was on my hot water heater. And when...
What's the address here, sir?
7905 East 163rd.
Okay, go ahead.
And when he gave me the quote, he said 250, and I almost fell to the floor. I couldn't believe that a small valve that was going to take about 10 minutes to replace was that much. So when I asked for a breakdown of price, he got kind of weird and said, well, we don't do it this way. We don't price it out. And I said, well, I just find it weird. It's not, I don't see myself going into Walmart buying a whole bunch of stuff without knowing how much it costs. So I wanted a cost breakdown. So the only way I got it was by calling a manager. And they told me
that... you did talk to me yesterday.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I think I remember that.
Okay, so this is my problem, in retrospect. I got the exact part that he put in. I did a search today online. The part's $13.88, and he was in my house no longer than 10 minutes to replace it, and I paid $228. I have a big problem with that, because I've checked around, and I've gotten at least half of that, no more than $100 to get this replaced. I mean, we're in a recession. We're all fighting to make it out here. I feel like I got ripped off, and I don't feel good about it. And that's
You and I spoke yesterday before he did the work, right? And I'm trying to get back to my messages where you and I spoke.
Right.
Okay. You and I spoke, because he had quoted you. We're talking about a PLB 680 to replace a T&B valve on the gas water heater?
Yes.
Okie dokie. And then let me go ahead and get back to my other place, because I know that at that time when you and I were on the phone, that we broke that down. Where is 680? Right here. But I let you know at that point, and what was the price that he had quoted you to do the work?
Well, he
was it 235?
No, he quoted me at 250. When I talked to you, you said the part was 9750. When I got online at Lowe's.com, the exact product model was... you said it was $92. It was $13.88. And his labor was going to be $156, which means for 10 minutes, I paid him approximately, for each minute, I paid him almost $13 to get that replaced.
Okay. The parts that we talked about that added up to the $92.98 that we talked about you and I yesterday, it included the copper pipe, 3/4 inch, to sweat the main adapter, the 3/4 inch stat, and the P&P relief valve.
Well,
go ahead.
No, he gave me the part, and he gave me the exact box that it came in. I mean, and there was nothing extra. I literally looked in there, and he gave it to me, and that was exactly what he put on there. I don't know what was put in the ticket, but he gave me, and I wanted to be specific about this, exactly what he put on, and the part was $13.88.
And that's entirely possible. That's entirely possible. I guess the part I'm missing was when you told me before we had the service technician do the work that it was too expensive and you didn't want to pay that amount.
Right. That was only
something that occurred to you after the work was completed. Then you decided that you didn't want to pay the agreed upon price.
I want to bring this to task with you is that I think, and I mean, I was up against the wall. I have water leaking in my basement. He actually wanted to leave before I talked to you. He kept saying, I got to go. So he was pressuring me to leave, and without
me
talking...
Well, not so much pressuring you to leave was that if we had given you a flat rate task that we charged for that amount, and if it was not work that you wanted to do, then what my service technician wanted to do was leave you the free written estimate. So in that opportunity, you would know what work we had quoted you to do, and if you at that point wanted to price with other companies and have somebody else out to do it, then that was certainly the time when you should have done that.
Okay.
And I realized that then you called me, and then so I looked up in my book, verified the price that my service technician was going to be charging, and told you what my breakdown was for it. And at that point, I thought that you agreed that you were going to have the work done for that amount of money. That was the impression that you had.
I, I agree. You're exactly right, and I know where you're leading here with this. I'm just telling you, and I know the work's been done, the dust is settled. I feel like you guys ripped me off. I feel like I've been kicked in the head now that I've checked in the prices. I should have done this before, but I'm just telling you, from a business standpoint, I really feel like you guys overcharged me. And I know that's your thing, and I know a lot of consumers will get the line, well, you agreed to it, you did this, when we're in particularly stressful situations with a family of four that needs hot water. But I feel like you guys completely overcharged me for this, and I know I agreed to it, and I know that's going to be where it stands right now, but I feel like I will never, ever, ever go back to you guys again if this is the way it is. If I'm going to get charged almost $10 a minute for a guy to fix something that costs $13.88 at Lowe's, then the next time around, not only am I not going to call, I'm going to completely be wary of plumbers coming into my house, because that to me is completely unfair, and I don't know how you guys could be comfortable charging somebody that much money for this.
Well, and I've got to be honest with you, I think the thing that makes me feel most comfortable is that I send a service technician on site to explain to you how much you would charge before he starts the work, and then when you called me personally, and I told you again that he had quoted you the preferred rate, and you had agreed on it, that's, I guess, where I get where I'm comfortable with charging the amount of money that we did, which was the same amount of money that we had spoken about with my service technician and then spoken with me. And I do understand that at this point, a day later, you've certainly got buyer's remorse on this end of it because you think that it should have been done cheaper. What exactly are you asking from me? Since we knew that it was a flat rate task, not based on the amount of time that you would spend there for you.
This is what I'm asking of you. Do you think that the fees based on him charging $156 for 10 minutes to put a part in that's $13.88 on a retail market for a consumer, do you think it's fair that I got charged approximately $200 initially without the discount, $250 to charge that out? Do you think that's a bit excessive?
That's the exact price that I've got in my flat rate.
Do you think that it's
excessive? Which is why that you called me to double check.
I'm not talking about the books. As a person that's a manager or a company that's charging people that are trying to make their men's meet each month, do you think that's excessive?
You know what? I got to be real honest with you. I don't want you to get riled up with me before I have an opportunity to talk to the service technician on the radio to see if there's some different situation that he can lay into me for. Because right now, the only thing that I have between you and I is I know exactly how much we charge for that particular task, and you and I discussed it ahead of time. And then, because you were concerned about the price, I gave you 10% off the labor, and you agreed to have the work done. So at this point, I really wouldn't be able to help you with any more information at this point. I'll have to go ahead and contact the service technician, see if there was something that he... It's working right for you now. Am I right about that?
Well, you're not answering my question. Do you think the price is acceptable?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, you think it's excessive. Okay, so
So
this is my problem then. If you think as a manager of a big corporation that this is excessive, why is it justifiable then? If you think personally that it's excessive,
it's justifiable because we told you how much we were going to charge.
Okay,
for the work
but that's still that
again, and you agreed to that price.
But it's still.
So I ask you why you're comfortable now coming to me after you told me that you would like the work done for that amount of money, and now that the work's complete and evidently still in proper working order, why are you comfortable expecting something different from me?
Because I feel like I got ripped off, and I was under duress to get
this. I represented myself from the get-go how much I was going to charge, and when you complain about the price, I offered you an additional 10% discount. I guess I'm feeling kind of strong-armed since the work's already done.
You know what?
Perhaps these are issues that you should have brought up with me before you agreed to have the work done.
Yeah, if your technician wasn't sitting there saying, well, I got to leave the house right now, I got another call.
Just because if we're not going to perform work, if we're going to leave you a free written estimate, which is what I send my service technician to do, is to give you a free written estimate. There wasn't any, and once you had decided that you didn't want to have any work done, there wouldn't have been any reason for me to, like you said, pressure you into the work.
I didn't make a decision yet. I wanted to talk to you first. And I think that's complete.
And you did spoke with me.
But
you spoke with me before you began the work. And I gave you the 10% off the labor at that point. And you felt that at that point you were going to have the work done and agreed to make the payment for that work.
So this is my bottom line here. You think that it's excessive, and I know I agree to it, but I find the business practice of you thinking it's excessive and me feeling like I paid too much completely a part of what I'm talking about right now. However you want to deal with it, that's fine, but I'm just telling you right now, I find this is the kind of thing that I find egregious of being a consumer, is that I needed hot water, and I know I agreed to do this, but now that I'm thinking about it, I want, if the part was $97, when I did my research, I'd be done with this right now. Fine enough, it's expensive for the labor, I understand labor's more expensive, but when I found out the part was $13.88, after I called you and you said it was $97, that's like a 500% markup off the thing. So I feel completely like I was railroaded. That's my feeling.
What I want to do is contact the service technician and make sure what parts you use there at the house. Because when you and I discussed it yesterday, we talked about the price of parts, and I did give you the breakdown on what it was charged for the parts. So I will have to contact my service technician and determine whether or not he used all of the parts that we discussed there on this job.
Okay.
Because one thing that I do notice when I'm looking in the book. Obviously, I didn't just tell you about the TMP valve itself, but we talked about the 3/4-inch copper pipe, and we talked about those items yesterday. Let me get off the line with you, and let me contact my service technician.
Okay.
And see what parts he used on site, and then I'll have more information than just since the last time you and I spoke.
Okay.
All righty then. And I'll return your call once I've contacted my service technician.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.